What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Well, I call a ditch that have the drain to water off the road.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
He's a sorry dog.
Okay.
Oh, we got some.
What name do you have for the gentle sounds the horses make?
When you holler.
Mm-hmm. Funny. Like that.
Oh, some folks say they holler Nikki.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that children like to play with?
Well, it's a drumstick. Oh, you might chew a drumstick.
Well, now what about the one that they break apart?
Well, there's the short thigh and the long thigh.
Yeah.
Well, the short thigh joint to the chicken heel.
Uh-huh.
But this long thigh, that's where the chicken stand on.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call something that a chicken bone that a girl might hang up over the door?
Well, that's put bone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
Well, the first you cut the hay first, then you cut you they bait it. And then it cut it again.
Yeah.
I would call it a hay right on. Tell me what the hay was made out of.
No, well, I mean, would you call it a second growth or a second cutting off?
Yeah, that's the first cutting of hay. Well, I mean, it cut it again if you're going to plant lepiditas or what you plant on it. But the second crop come up, but I call that hay second crop.
Okay, fine.
That's what I call it. Now I don't know whether I'm right.
That's fine. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal?
But you can make a... Now, I tell you now, I know you ain't eating no one. I have taken made a boiled me a ham bone, and a piece of ham meat, and take that meat up, and put in a stove and bake it, put some vinegar and pepper and stuff on it, and take me some cornbread. And put me some onions in, some pepper and salt, and drop me some of that dough down in there they call corn dumpling. Now that's good.
Oh, now that sounds good.
Yeah.
What do you put in it to hold it together?
Well, you see, when you take it up, you make it up, be still. Mm-hmm. You cut you some onions up in it. Put you some salt, some black pepper all in it.
Uh-huh.
But you don't put no grease in it, do it be too short. But you roll it up like you roll a biscuit. And drop down in that bowl and put the onion. You talking about be good as good.
I bet that's good.
Me and my friend was talking the other day about it. I said, I'm going to cook me some corn dumpling. Well, that's really good.
Uh-huh.
But now, raw.
Well, now, about how long do you cook them?
Well, you cook them to get on one. You know when they don't want, they be turning over and over in the bowl.
Just when they get...
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my stepmother learned me how to cook it. This old cooking, you don't learn about this old cooking now. But it's good.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I tell you, that's one of the things that interests me.
Yeah.
I go home and make things, you know.
Well, it's good. Yes, ma'am. You just take your cornbread. Now, meal you buy now got plenty of starch in it.
Yeah.
And you just take that meal, serve your meal, put you some salt, some black pepper. Now, if you can find it, you get you some green top onions.
Green top onions.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And cut the top all up in it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't, just buy onion like I do, you know already, cued out. And you cut them in there and make that dough up, that meal up and roll it up and drop it over in that there bowl. And you talking about good. You take that ham out, that ham is really good. Now, I have now, but ain't lately because ain't nobody here with me and my children, my husband or my children gone. I have tucking, my husband used to help a white man, Rob B, put your little honey over that ham, and put that ham in the stove, and bake it. And what in the world you talking about? You talking about good is good.
You mean you put the honey on before you bake the ham?
No, missy, you go boil the ham.
Uh-huh.
You boil the ham, you cut all that fat off the ham. You take that ham, put it in your roaster.